20-45-96. This is the second submittal for a commercial development with two buildings at on Universe Avenue. Donnie, are you here? Or somebody with the applicants team for this?
Hello,
Scott
yeah,
Anderson is here.
Oh, hey, Scott.
Hello.
And Donnie's here too.
Oh, okay, great. Well, would you just please brief us on the updates made with the second submittal?
Yeah, I think generally the site plan. I mean, maybe Scott can detail what exactly changed, but minor tweaks to the site plan, and then the landscape plan didn't match the site plan, so that was completed to include the latest site plan, and that's primarily the big thing that we had an updated landscape plan, yeah, since the last submittal, I think, yeah, like I said, I think there were a couple minor tweaks, but nothing major changed.
No major changes to the site plan, but the previous submittal did not have detailed elevation information, and that was part of the second submittal.
All right. Thanks for the update, Donnie and Scott. Let's go to DFT comments now. Let's start off with the Water Authority. Andre?
Okay. The Water Authority doesn't have any objections to this site plan.
All right. Thank you for that, Andre. Let's go to code enforcement comments. Jacob.
So the majority of prior comments have been noted and or addressed in submittal. The only major comment is please show distance from monument sign to the property line or noted on the site plan. Other than that, code enforcement has no further comments.
All right. Thanks, Jacob. Donnie, Scott, you got any questions on code enforcement's comment? I mean, we can't really answer them for you because we're not code enforcement, but, you know, if you do have any questions, we can see what we can do.
Yeah, actually, this really isn't code enforcement, but it'll come up sooner or later, and I want to mention it now before I forget.
No, here's Jeff, actually.
Is there a new sign-off sheet or sign-off block that someone could share with me?
Yep, I'll put in the chat, Scott. I'll put in
okay,
the chat.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, Jeff Palmer from Code Enforcement just dropped in, so well, maybe he can answer any questions that you have about you know, his comment or comments. Hey, Jeff.
No, I think that code enforcement was pretty clear. I, you know, there's really not much to say. It's dimension line, I think, was the only item we're missing, but
yeah, okay,
thing I was making
right,
sure
here.
That I got the sign off block.
Yeah, one second here, let me add that to the chat. I'll do that while is it Whitney? I think Whitney's up next. Whitney, are you here? Have you guys seen Whitney drop in? Hey.
I'm here. Hi. Hi, Scott. This is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation. And you guys addressed my major concerns with the street tree calculation and information. So I'll defer to planning on the tree species because I know there were some comments on this one and the next one from forestry. But other than that, we're good to go on our end.
Perfect. Thank you.
Robert, Hannah, do you want to jump in here regarding this tree species?
I did not review that portion, so I don't know if Hannah was able to look at that specific.
Yeah.
I was looking more at the calculations and the overall plan.
I have not looked at the tree species. I can take a look right now, if you guys don't mind.
Do you know if Jolene looked at that at all, Rob?
I am not sure. I think so, but I'm not certain of that. So we can follow up if there's an issue that.
All right.
And it did look like they had addressed the, like, adding a variety and removing some of the species. So I'm just not a tree expert. So.
Well, that's a pretty minor comment. We'll see how it goes with the rest of staff. I don't know where we're at, Robert, but you'll enlighten us here shortly about planning comments. We'll see where we're at, though, but that's a pretty minor comment, it seems to me. That can be a condition of approval if we're ready to go with that. So let's go next to hydrology and see what they got. Tiquan?
Tiquan Chair, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Ernest? Transportation?
Ernest Army Hill Transportation. Transportation has an approved TIS dated November 29th, 2022, and an approved TCL dated November 22nd, 2023. We have no objection.
All right, thanks, Ernest. All right, Robert.
All right, this is Robert Webb with planning. Let me go through. They addressed a lot of the previous comments. So we had a couple updates to the landscaping plan that I had actually just seen now. So I updated the comment there because I didn't see the updated form. I was just still seeing the previous submittal that didn't have the two buildings in it. So we got that. Need to have the project and application numbers added and the signature block, but they had mentioned that in their response memo, so that's pretty minor. Let's see. The use that they clarified for the development primarily is going to be retail, and in that area, they are allowed to do a drive-through if it's an accessory use to retail or other, such as office, retail, anything like that. It just can't be an accessory to a restaurant. It can't be a restaurant drive-through in that particular area. So they said it's going, they still plan on doing the drive-through. They just are going to do it to the retail on the corners there. We didn't have an issue with that. We just want to confirm with transportation as it moves forward that the one-way drive-through lane or any other the specifics that they've already reviewed. So we just defer to them in that portion of it. And you'll just want to make sure and call it out when it comes to building permit that those corners are not going to be restaurants. So that way, nothing changes in the future. And we just need for those drive-throughs, we need either more detail regarding either on the landscaping page or on an elevation page or a section of it to demonstrate how the use specific standards for the drive-through are being met. So primarily it's the screening and 43F5 and 55I. So just needed a bit more detail or updates there so that way we can show that it is meeting those requirements. And other than that, that was the only major update that we had there is for the drive-through area.
Thanks for that, Robert. Donnie Scott, sounds like we m need more detail on the drive-through. That changes things a little bit in my head, at least, regarding being able to move forward with like an approval. I mean,
We're close,
Robert,
so we
what?
can probably get it done, later this week. I just don't think we're ready right this second.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Because that could change the configuration potentially, the use specific standards. Really check those out, Scott and Donnie, because when you go to building permit, Conchetta is going to give it a bit of a zoning review, and that's probably something that she would give a double check at, double look at. You need to make sure that you address those use specific standards for drive-throughs, and yeah, I think we need to make sure that we get that right before we formally approve it, but it sounds like we're getting close. And Robert, was there an infrastructure list with this?
No, there was not. It was handled at Platt and part of the other development as well.
Okay, that's what I figured. All right, thanks for that confirmation. All right, guys, just keep working with us on this. Sounds like we're getting there, but need to make sure that those drive-through standards are met.
If you have
I see
questions, just reach out. We'll get you going.
I see Hannah's
I
hands
did have
up.
one question, if I could, right now.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
We certainly understand that restaurant drive-through is not a permissive use. In labeling the structures, we're calling it building one, building two. I think one of the comments, and I may be mistaken, was to label the use. I didn't want it to, if we call this office retail, I didn't want it to prohibit restaurant use in the lease spaces that are not drive-through. So,
oh, absolutely. That's fine. I was just making sure of what the uses will be overall. Okay. And then all you would need to add is maybe like a note on the site plan that, for example, whatever those locations, you know, suite one and two or whatever they're called, you know, will not be the restaurant use, and but restaurant is allowed in the rest of the development or something like that. So that way you can call it out and the question doesn't come up where it would, you know, delay you in building permit.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hannah, you got your hand up?
Yes, sir. I just wanted to mention, I looked at the landscape plan and it looks great. Everything is actually compliant. So thank you guys so much.
All right. Well, that's good news. Thanks for confirming that so quickly, you know?
Sure.
All right. And Scott, I put in the chat, just FYI, a link to the signature block.
I did see that. Thank you so much.
All right. Are you guys good? You guys got any other questions for us, Scott and Donnie?
Well, I guess just for clarification, the intent was to meet the drive-through standards with landscaping as per the IDO. I'm not sure how to move forward with that. If it's okay, I know it's not a formal approval, but I think that was the intent because, and I don't have the IDO in front of me, and I certainly don't want to speak on behalf of my landscape architect, but you know, we did pay attention to that, so I wasn't sure what further action we needed. Is it just a matter of the landscaping on the buffering for drive-throughs? Is that
that's what Hannah was checking for? Hannah, were you checking the drive-through standards, or you're just checking the tree species?
I checked the tree species and all the other details. As far as the drive-through, I believe the one that's to the south of your project, it's between two properties. I'm seeing, and I think that's evergreen buffer. I'm seeing buffering. I'm not sure the width of your buffer, how much is that, but I'm seeing that you're showing buffering for the one to the south and the one to the north from the street, because buffering from the street is required for drive-throughs. I can check in more detail to see if the width and plant species are compliant, but it seems to me like buffering has been considered for those.
What you'll want to do that'll help speed it up even on the building permit side as you go through, if there's a separate, either you can add it on another page, you can add it on notes or a separate exhibit that talks about the specific landscaping for the drive-through, and you can reference the landscaping page like that, what we're looking at here. So you don't have to draw an entire other sheet, but just explain how you're meeting the, you know, the screening wall, the buffer area, that kind of stuff. So that way it's called out and you don't get the, you know, that same request five times when you're going through building permit. Because it'll already be here and it'll be satisfied with both the landscaping overall and the use specific for that drive-through in both buildings.
Okay.
All right, so Scott and Donnie, the next DFT meeting date is May the 15th. You know, if you get your third submittal to us by next Monday, maybe next Tuesday at the latest, we can get you on the May 15th DFT agenda, your third submittal, and hopefully get this knocked off.
Or if you guys don't require an additional meeting, we might be able to do it, you know, in between. It's just basically individual communication instead of the next meeting. But it's just a matter of, you know, how soon you can get the additional information to us.
And, yeah, we'll probably still, just so we can keep track of this, we'll probably put you on the DFT agenda for May 15th if you meet, you know, if you get to us early next week. But yeah, there's a possibility we could get it approved even earlier than May the 15th.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Well, I guess you are, I don't know if you're involved with number three, Scott, but I